You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Our ongoing education this morning, for you, the Arizona homeowner, about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. In this next hour, it's your opportunity to phone us toll-free at 1-888-767-4348 and let us know what it is you're trying to get done. And let's see if we can't put our years of experience to work for you, either getting a project started, maybe you're stuck in the middle of a project, or it's that project that just can't seem to get finished. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Maybe you're trying to get a proposal for some amount of work in, about, and around your home or house, and you're curious as to whether or not it might be competitive. Does it include everything? You've got any of those kind of proposals sitting around the house that you can't make a decision on? Give us a ring. We'll talk you through them. 1-888-767-4348. The show is just one way that we, the entire staff at Rosie on the House, I've got my son Romy here at the broadcast station right next to me here in the booth. So Romy and I are in studio. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will take your call. She's in the call screening booth, 1-888-767-4348. We've got Gary D., our broadcast engineer, that's making sure all the dials and buttons are tuned in perfectly to reach your home. And we're here for you, and it's what we do every Saturday morning. Now, other tools in our toolbox include our website, rosieonthehouse.com. So if you come up with a question or a dilemma or a problem during the week when we're not on air, just go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com. We'll be celebrating 30 years of broadcasting here next month in October. So for 30 years, 52 weeks a year, we've been taking Arizona homeowners' questions about their homes. All of those questions and all of the appropriate right regional answers are located at that website. That website is like an encyclopedia of information for Arizona homeowners. We also write for several newspapers. One that we write for is our own email newsletter that goes out every week. This week, we talk in particular about the rate increases at APS, largest utility, electric utility provider in the state, has had permission from the Corporation Commission to do a rate change, and I'm talking about a wholesale rate change. No grandfathered, nothing. Everything's going to change. Well, we're going to talk about that in the 10 o'clock hour. We talk about it a little bit in our email newsletter that you can get by going to rosieonthehouse.com and subscribe. Every week you'll get an indication of what it is we're going to cover on the show, plus tips and advice you can't get anywhere else. If you're in the Casa Grande area, we have the Casa Grande Dispatch, and we have a story in there about tailgating and little tips and tricks and recipes that you might have that have been proving very successful for the Romero family. Down in Green Valley, the Green Valley News on last Wednesday ran an article on fighting mold in about and around your house. And then the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson, every Sunday, we answer questions that residents from Pima, Santa Cruz County, Cochise County write us, and we address those very specific questions. And then, of course, at KTAR.com on Fridays, we've always got our blog we post, and that in particular this last Friday had to do about prepping your patio for the outdoor living season that is now upon us. That's all things we do to earn our spot in your heart as every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Let me take you through some of the topics that we got coming up the next few weeks. Today, like I mentioned, in the 10 o'clock hour, we've got the APS rate change. Next week, we're going to be talking about the tricks and the tips for what makes a good tile job. What does a good tile job look like? And what does a bad tile job look like? And there's a lot more bad tile jobs out there than there are good tile jobs. So I'll teach you what to be looking for when you're getting quotes or estimates or putting a critical eye on your neighbor's project that he and his uncle did himself. All right. How about in the following week after that, new storage ideas for your home? In October, we'll be talking about smart alarm systems. landscape lighting, and aging in place, which is actually going to be first in a series that we're going to be doing of a topic that is now the hottest topic in all of residential remodeling. How do folks that want to stay in their home get to stay in their home? And that is something that Jennifer in particular, along with Ann at our office, along with Fred in our office, are getting special training on to be able to address that topic. I'm out all the time meeting with homeowners, and they're constantly, number one question is, when are you available? And that is the $64,000 question right now.
$64,000.
Yes, that we run a pretty small little remodeling company, so we can generally handle. We don't take more leads than we can get to in a reasonable amount of time. But I was at an individual's home just yesterday afternoon. They've just moved back here from San Diego, bought a really gorgeous piece of property on the edge of Paradise Valley, and I met with him, and he was in there kind of doing a lot of the demo himself, had the tile all ripped off, had all the popcorn ceiling torn out, and wanted to talk about some kitchens and bathroom work that he wanted done. And he said, the couple contractors I've met and a couple more I'm meeting are telling me like they're booked out 6 and 7 and 8 months. Some contractors are not booking starting new projects until next July and August. So I only want to bring that to everybody's attention, because if you've got a project that you're considering and you get a series of folks coming to your house, you can go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and it'll teach you the questions to ask each of the contractors and subtle little tests that you put each contractor through to see if they can pass. And if they can't pass these little tests while you're interviewing them, and while they're preparing their design or while they're preparing their estimate, I promise you they won't pass the test once you sign the contract with them, regardless of what their price is. People ask me all the time, well, how do I decide who to use? I'm not a big believer in wasting a lot of contractors' times and getting 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 estimates. I believe in developing a relationship with someone you trust and know that they're doing everything they can to bring you that finished product in an incomparable fit and finish as cost competitively as possible. But interviewing the different contractors, you can find that buyer's guide at rosieonthehouse.com.
Interesting email this week that came in from Candy, C-A-N-D-E-E. Do you think you'd still say that, Candy?
I would guess.
Candy Bayless out of Ventura, California, said, I wanted to thank you guys for making my day. I was just about to head out the door to go buy a doorstop for this crazy door that won't stay open. And I just thought, well, what the heck? Let me Google it beforehand. Your YouTube video came up, showed me how to pop the pin out, bend it on concrete, and put it back in. And what do you know? My door stays where I put it now. Thank you.
So now we're the best friend of somebody in Ventura, California.
If you've got a door that constantly swings or doesn't stay open when you pop it open, Rosie's got a YouTube video on that at rosieonthehouse.com. If you can visualize this, I'll run through real quick. It's simple. Pop the hinge out. You just need a little nail punch and a hammer. Tap out the door hinge. Put it on the ground. Not on your finished flooring. Take it out to your concrete walkway or your garage. Set it down. Take that hammer. Hit it hard. Give it a little bend. Take it back. Put it back in the hinge on the door. And that tension that's now created from the bend in the pin will hold the door straight.
And that's just one of the little home tip videos. There's several 3-minute videos on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. You go to the do-it-yourself Q&A tab, and you'll get a pull down there, how-to videos. There's about 9 or 10 videos there on how to choose the best window, how to fix that irritating door that won't stay open or closed, home security series, preventing home burglaries. There's about 4 videos on there on little things you can do around your house and home to make your home more safe and secure. So those are all the things that we're doing to try and become your best friend. And we've got Rick calling from Sedona. He'd like to sneak in a question. Rick, I'm only going to beg your patience here for a minute because we're not going to be able to take you before we got to go on a little break here, but you'll be the first up when we come back. There is an open line if you'd like to reach in. The number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. That's just a great way to remember the number as you're driving around, and maybe you're running to or from the hardware store for the third time today, or the fourth time today, or the fifth time today. We call that windshield time in the business, and we don't like our guys to have a lot of windshield time. We like them on the job producing, and I'm sure that's the way you would prefer to get your projects done as well. So before you run to the hardware store for that particular project, give us a call. Let us talk you through every little single piece and part and component of what you're going to need to finish putting that together. Or, like Candy from Ventura, California did just this morning, before you go to the hardware store, jump on rosieonthehouse.com and just Google in. Use the search engine and type in what it is you're trying to do, and either a newspaper article that we've written will pop up, or a sound bite from one of the archived radio shows where we talked about that will pop up, or one of the instructional videos will pop up, or from the entire library of questions in the ask it, how do I get this done, frequently asked questions sections, from all the questions we ever receive. It's all right there.